Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 25, 1805. Rumors. Clark repeats his journal entry of yesterday, detailing how they crossed the upper falls and the lower falls at the Dalles. This time he is much more eloquent and has some of the style of Lewis, although Lewis is still not writing, at least in his journal. There has been a recent rumor that the Indians below are planning to kill the party and divide up the trade goods they have. This is of some concern to the captains, and they double their security. Captain Clark writes about the camp today.
We proceeded on down, the water fine, rocks in every direction for a few miles, when the river widens and becomes a beautiful, gentle stream of about a half mile wide. Great number of the sea otter about those narrows and both below and above. We came to under a high point of rocks on the larboard side, below a creek of 20 yards wide and much water. As it was necessary to make some celestial observations, we formed our camp on the top of a high point of rocks, which forms a kind of fortification in the point between the river and creek. With a boat guard, this situation we conceive well calculated for defense, and convenient to hunt under the foots of the mountain to the west and southwest, where timber of different kinds grows and appears to be handsome coverts for the deer in oak woods. Sent out hunters to examine for game. George Drewyer killed a small deer and saw much sign. I killed a goose in the creek, which was very fat. One of the guards saw a drumfish today, as he conceived. Our situation well calculated to defend ourselves from any design of the natives, should they be inclined to attack us. Captain William Clark, October 25, 1805.
The captains called this camp Fort Camp, or Fort Rock Camp, at the mouth of Mill Creek at the present town of the Dalles. They will camp here till October 28, and will do so again on their return trip, April 15 through 18, 1806. The captains met a chief today from downriver. They gave him a medal and smoked the pipe with him and their departing faithful friends, Chiefs Twisted Hair and Tetaharsky. Having purchased a horse and blanket each, these two set out to return home. As for the drum fish seen by the guard, no species of drum fish are known in the Columbia River, and it is impossible to determine what the guard saw. Tomorrow, killed 5 deer.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.